We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How do you suspect you could prove that someone is sleepwalking in a house? If I said, no, I didn't mean to do that, or no, I don't remember that because I was sleepwalking, how would you prove it?
I have no idea.
Cameras up in a house, if that's it? Like, if you went outside, maybe?
I guess.
Like, your Ring doorbell, if you were to go out on the patio?
I mean, how do you prove you're not sleepwalking? How do you prove someone is sleepwalking?
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless someone witnesses you in the act of your eyes are shut. I mean, your eyes are shut when you're sleepwalking, right? Are they open? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not much of a sleepwalker.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Seemingly, your body is taken over by this trance, but can you still see, like, as you walk around?
Dreary, I would have, like, mostly, right.
Like this?
Yeah. Like, mostly closed, you would think?
I wouldn't, there's no way, unless there's some scientific forensic way to prove you actually were sleepwalking, if you were or you weren't. I have no idea.
This case will be fascinating as we follow the story out of Houston.
This is ridiculous.
Houston man who admits to killing his wife is contending in his murder trial that started this week that he is not fully responsible for her death because he was sleepwalking at the time. This happened a while ago, 6 years ago. Raymond Lazzarina, 67, he was charged with murder and the death of his wife, Deborah, in December of 2013. On that December day, he called his son just before noon and told him he had shot his wife. Deborah Lazzarine had been shot 6 times, including in the head and the back. Raymond was taken into police custody and a weapon was recovered at the scene. But he later told police he thought he was dreaming when he shot his wife of 35 years. Now, lawyers are presenting a sleepwalker defense in court, telling the jury that Lazzarine did not purposefully kill his wife and a medical condition was to blame. Who is this? His defense attorney said at the jury trial, "Our position is that it was a dream and it wasn't voluntary." And he does. We've had him evaluated. Obviously, the experts are going to come by and say, we think he suffers from a medical condition where it's involuntary. Retired Houston homicide detective Phil Waters, who was one of the investigators on the scene of the crime, said he mentioned something that was more of an off-the-wall comment about, "This is like a dream I wish I could wake up from." His son testified his father had been under a psychiatrist's care for over a decade, taking prescription drugs that he sometimes mixed with alcohol. Lazzarine told police he had taken his medication on the day of the shooting.
That sound you hear in your head right now is the collective eye roll of every person listening to us who is calling BS on the "I killed her while I was sleepwalking" excuse.
Does anybody sleepwalk?
I don't.
This is not anything I have experience with. Not under the influence of something strong.
Let me text my mom. Yeah, right.
Does anybody sleep? Like, how good of a defense is that? Does that have any legs? That sleepwalking defense, so to speak?
Now, I know you're not supposed to wake a sleepwalker, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say it can turn bad, violent, or whatever. I don't know. Did he shoot her or did he stab her?
He shot her.
Okay.
Head and back.
I don't think I've ever slept. I don't think I'm a sleepwalker. Don't think I ever have been. But I would like to think that if someone ever saw me walking while sleeping carrying a gun.
Yeah. Well, it would just be the two of them, right? There was no one there to stop him.
Wouldn't you figure
the two of them?
You can outmaneuver the guy that's sleepwalking?
Yes, if the two of you were alone in the house and there's no one to get in the way there. And if this is, let's assume for a moment, just for a brief moment.
You want me to play the game here?
That this is actually true.
Okay.
That he was actually sleepwalking and doesn't remember doing it. That he thought it was a dream. He was actually sleepwalking. Now he's charged with murder. Now, we just had a conversation in the 10 o'clock hour about charging someone for something they didn't mean to do but still did. But in this case, if he genuinely doesn't remember doing it, and if it is a medical condition, we're taking a big leap here, I understand. But this is his defense. This is the, you know, he's not pleading insanity. He's saying, "I was sleepwalking." Should he be held responsible for that death?
Do you buy it?
No.
Okay. Good. Good. I'm glad we were just...
Okay. Let me use this example, then.
All right.
Okay. I'll put myself in the situation.
Hold on. After the break.
Well, so let me throw Ambien into the mix, okay?
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
And then think about this during the break, okay? Because I make no secret of the fact that I'm a horrible sleeper.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm really, really on a trek of not getting sleep, and I know I've got 8 hours to spare, I will take Ambien before I go to bed. And I have told you the stories of the things that I've done during the night, frequently involving my kitchen. I get a little mad scientist in the kitchen. Now, I've never left my house. I've never done anything dangerous. But I have done things that in the morning, I think, how did that jar of spaghetti sauce end up on the couch?
How did all 5 jars of spaghetti sauce wind up on the couch?
I've never done anything like this, obviously. Mm. But I would not. But I have done things on Ambien I genuinely don't remember doing. Should you be held responsible then for crimes you commit while sort of under the influence?
Have you left the house?
No, never left the house.
You should put a chain on your door just in case.
Yeah.
Like a real high up chain that you have to get a step stool out. Just so that way maybe Ambien Jamie doesn't know about it.
Yeah. I've never communicated with anyone. I've never gotten on my phone.
You don't text.
I've never tweeted. I've never texted. It's all mad scientist in the kitchen.
I've put a lot of stuff in my body. I've never put Ambien in my body.
But it works to, I mean, it.
There's a reason it works.
It works. Mm-hmm. And I take a lot of it because that's what it takes.
576-7798. A, are you buying the sleepwalk defense of this guy who's saying, yeah, I did it, but I did it while I was sleepwalking. He shot his wife 6 years ago. And have you ever done anything wild while sleepwalking to relate to this? Hopefully not kill someone, but what have you done? 576-7798. What have you done when you're under the influence of Ambien, like Jamie Monticelli?
And, okay, so then should you be held responsible if you genuinely don't remember? Should you be held responsible for it? Because to me, if you don't remember it, does that mean you also didn't have control over your actions at that time?
We'll get to your calls next. 576-7798. TV Theme Song Thursday. What 70s TV theme song is this? Hill Street Blues. I have no idea.
SWAT. They made it into a movie in the early 2000s.
They did make it into a movie.
That was a pretty good movie, actually.
Was this from our request line on the Facebook page?
Indeed.
See, we play the hits. We play what you want us to play on TV Theme Song Thursday, even though Jamie and I
have not known a single one today. I have not known any of them today.
We knew all
in
the family. We knew all
that was
the family.
Only one.
That was the only one.
Yes, that's true.
Somebody request something from the 90s, please. All right, 576-7798. We're talking about sleepwalking because there's a ridiculous but maybe plausible defense for a guy who killed his wife.
I would love to know why it took so long for this to get to trial. So this happened back in December of 2013 in Houston. A guy named Raymond Lazarine called his son Nathan, urging him to come to his house. He said he'd had a dream that he shot and killed his wife of 35 years and actually did. According to his defense team, on December 18th, 2013, Raymond said he was sleepwalking when he shot his 63-year-old wife, Deborah, a half dozen times, including 2 shots to her head and 1 to her back. They claim because of his sleep-like state, his actions were involuntary. He is now on trial, charged with this woman's murder. So I have never been a sleepwalker, not without, you know, taking something like Ambien. And so the question is, if he committed a murder that he genuinely does not remember doing, does that mean he didn't have control over his actions? I've told the stories of the things that I've done on Ambien before, where I kind of go a little mad scientist in the kitchen. For sure, I've done things I don't remember when I wake up.
What's scary is when you tell me you pulled out a knife and like chopped up a tomato, and I'm like, you had a knife?
Yeah. But I've done things I wake up in the morning and go, wow, how did that get there?
576-7798. Alex is in Mission, Kansas. What's up, Alex? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just thought I'd spend a couple seconds here telling you, I have experience with people that have been on Ambien. My girlfriend died of cancer in 2017, and because her pain was so extreme, they gave her a lot of pain medicine. But it eventually caused other side effects, so they started her on Ambien. And she did, in fact, get up and start walking with an IV in her arm, which is weird. Last year, my brother died of cancer. This was 2 years in a row. And they had him on Seroquel and fentanyl, and he would sleepwalk. Myself?
So Seroquel is an antidepressant, right, for those who don't know?
Right, and I'm actually on Seroquel now. Now, they can give you these incredibly large amounts of Seroquel that will knock you completely out. But you know what I do? I sleep eat. I'm kind of like you. I find out in the morning I've got cookies and fudge and stuff in my bed, which my dog loves.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't know that it's possible, but, you know, Ambien actually says on there, like, you know, don't have keys near you, stuff like that. You're not, you know, I mean, people drive.
So do you think people should be held responsible if they were to commit a crime while one of these meds?
Here's my theory on that. I'm having a hard time believing that you could discharge a weapon one time and not wake up.
That's a really good point.
That's a great point, Alex. Yeah. And thanks for making it. That's a loud noise.
That's a good point for the sleepwalking in this case. Now, the question becomes, if you are under the influence of a sleep medication, you're awake. You know, I'm awake in the middle of the night when I do that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the noise wouldn't wake me up necessarily, but the sleepwalking point is really good.
Good call, Alex. Thanks for making it, man. Sorry you went through such tough times. Let's go to Stacy in Kansas City. Hi, Stacy. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys. Wicket, I'm with you. I would have been with you 100% rolling my eyes if I wasn't one of those people that this has happened to.
Really? Go tell your story.
Back in 2012, I used to be on Lunesta. And because I have sleeping problems, I'm diagnosed insomnia. And I was married at the time, and we slept upstairs. And I would go downstairs in the middle of the night, go to the freezer, open the freezer, eat a half gallon of ice cream. And my wife would come down there, and she'd be like, Stacy, what are you doing? And I'd be like, what does it look like? I'm working. And she's like, okay. Well, this happened a couple of times. She finally recorded me on her phone and doing multiple things, just not just this, but other things as well. And you know, finally had to go to my doctor and showed my doctor this, and he's like, "Yeah, it's a true side effect." So discharging a gun, wow! All I can say is tell you what I know. I didn't remember a dang thing. Wow. Not one thing.
Did she ever try to wake you up?
She would yell at me. She would never physically touch me because she was afraid of what I might do.
Yeah.
Which is scary. But she would literally yell at me, yell my name.
See, and that kind of adds, but it wouldn't wake you up. I mean, loud noises don't often wake a sleepwalker. Does a gunshot loud enough to wake a sleepwalker? Would a loud stereo wake a sleepwalker? I don't know.
And what happens if you are sleepwalking and then you wake up while you're walking? Like, what's that moment like?
How did I get here?
Yeah. You know, do you just suddenly jerk awake, you know? Because your eyes have to be open a little bit.
Right.
In order for you to, you know where you're walking.
Stacy, thank you for your phone call. We'll get to Tyler and Sandy. You want to jump in line? You can. At 576-7798. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Let's get to the newsroom. Here's Rebecca Crockett. 576-7798. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Tyler in Raymore. Hi, Tyler. You're on KMBZ.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't take any medications, but I naturally sleepwalk. And I've been doing it, I think, all the way up until my almost early 20s.
Really?
Yeah. It's usually brought on by, like, severe stress. But I don't ever remember doing it. I'll get up and do things. The very first time I did it, I think I was 8 or 9. I opened 2 deadbolts and walked out the front door, and my parents thought I ran away or was kidnapped. So they had to call the police, who found me curled up behind a patio chair in the front yard.
Wow. And you had no idea?
Nope. No idea.
Are you in your early 20s now?
I'm mid-30s.
Okay, and do you live with anyone now?
My husband.
Your husband. Do you still do it?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
He hasn't told me I have, but I don't remember anything that I do, but I tend to do a lot of things that I, you know, that you would do, like normal activities. Sometimes I would just get up, walk around in the kitchen, have conversations with people. My eyes would sometimes be a little open, but nobody's home. Like, I look kind of drunk, I guess the best way I could describe it. So I'm half awake looking. My thing is I don't believe that the guy did it just because of the fact that, I have been woken up really loudly with loud noises. One of my aunts, banged some pots to startle me awake when I was at her house. So I don't believe that someone could shoot that many times and not wake up.
Okay. I mean, you would probably know. Tyler, I'm glad that either you don't know about it or I'm glad you haven't done any sleepwalking since. Thank you for your phone call. Sandy in Kansas City on KNBZ. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to say my dad never took any medicine either, and he sleepwalked since he was a child. And I don't know what he remembers on some of the stuff, but one time he did shoot my mom's fur coat, and that was in, like, in the 80s. And right after that, he woke up immediately. That scared him awake, and he got rid of all of our guns, took them to my uncle because he was afraid of that. And then one time after his surgery, we had told the hospital that he sleptwalked. And so it was on his thing, but apparently he looked like he's awake because their eyes are open. They're not like in the movies where their eyes are asleep and their hands are out. They look awake, but he wasn't. And they tried to grab him because, of course, he was walking down the hall naked. And so he hit somebody with the phone. And so they wanted to kick him out of the hospital. And they didn't believe that he was sleepwalking. But we told him ahead of time, that's what he does. Don't grab him when he's laying there or walking, you know. So
the eyes are wide open.
Yes. I mean, they look awake because the hospital thought he was awake. They were like, oh, no, he was awake. But he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't.
Man, terrifying. Thank you for the phone call, Sandy. Thanks for getting in. 576-7798. Gary in the Northland, you're on KMBZ. Are you a sleepwalker, Gary?
Oh, I actually went through a period where I was. I'd had an accident at work, and they'd put me on pain meds. And I would do really crazy things in the middle of the night. Like, I would get the peanut butter out, and I wouldn't fill a drinking glass with peanut butter, but I would just line the inside of the glass.
Right, that makes sense. Butter.
And then, yeah, and then a couple of times my wife woke up in the morning and she found, like, her African violet plants in the microwave, and I had microwaved them.
Oh.
Yeah, but the other point I wanted to make is a couple people have said loud noises will wake you up. You couldn't sleep through a gun going off. But in our dreams, we hear loud noises and it doesn't wake us up. And there were even times where I would be laying in bed and I would be screaming. She said it sounded like someone was, like, killing me. And I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs, but it never woke me up.
So, Gary, based on that, and we're talking about a guy who 6 years ago shot his wife, and he claimed he was sleepwalking. Do you think it's feasible that he really had no idea that he was pulling the trigger and killing his wife?
I'm skeptical, but I, at the same time, from my own experience, I couldn't say definitely that he did it intentionally, you know? I would have to say, if I was sitting on that jury, I would have to say I have reasonable doubt.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Gary.
And here's the other thing. Aside from it being possible, like, let's assume it's possible that while sleepwalking, you could shoot someone else and not remember that. How do you prove that he was sleepwalking? That's what I'm coming back to. How do you prove his argument that he was sleepwalking? Because the person who could be there as a witness, he killed. So how do you prove it? But just because you can't prove it, does that mean, you know, it couldn't be true? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
How do you prove it?
It's his word against yours and his doctor's and his lawyer's arguments against yours.
So wouldn't you need it to show a history like you had done this before?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you prove you had done it before?
Without killing someone.
And the person that would know is no longer with us.
It seems very empty. Seems like there's a lot of holes in this.
Yeah, it seems like this was a lawyer ploy.
Tell him you were sleepwalking.
Yes, tell him you were sleepwalking.
We'll get a doctor to verify that this is possible. Like,
yeah.
It seems very lawyery.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Dave in Kansas City. What's up, Dave?
Well, from the period about 14 to 17 or thereabouts, I sleepwalked a lot on no medications or anything. And one of the incidents when I was sleepwalking, I was peeing in my mother's clean clothes.
You were what?
I was going to the bathroom in my mother's clean clothes basket.
Oh.
And She said she shook me and could not wake me up. She was mad at me.
Well, I would imagine she would be. Did you just walk back to bed and not even know about it?
Yeah, but I didn't even know about it until the next day. Man. She said she shook me, did everything she could, yelled at me. I didn't even know it.
You may not be, it's not good to shake somebody who's sleepwalking.
No, because you never know how they're going to react to that moment.
Right.
You know, you freak them out and then you don't know what they're going to do.
Thanks for the phone call, Dave. Paul is in Overland Park. What's up, Paul?
Hi, I'm an experienced sleepwalker, and I totally believe that someone could shoot off a gun and not know what they're doing. I've had numerous situations where I've woken up thought I was cut or thought I was in peril. And they're like night terrors that sort of turn into sort of waking up and becoming more conscious. But the problem I have is I don't know where the dream stops and where reality begins. So I've done some really unusual things thinking that I was, in peril. Once I tried to save my wife, and I actually threw her out of bed and scared the daylights out of her. She woke up screaming, and I woke up on top of her not knowing what happened. So I do believe it's possible, and I don't keep a gun by my bed for that reason.
Hey, that is another reason bring this into a gun debate, but if you are a sleepwalker, perhaps you shouldn't have a gun in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems, I would not have a gun in the house.
Yeah, right?
I don't even like that, I leave my phone on while I'm
that's terrifying up in the middle
enough
of the
night. For yes. You? Quite honestly, that's one of the first things I check in the morning.
I can't wait to wake up one day and see the 1:15 Jamie tweet blasting this or that. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like normal Jamie to me.
Assuming it's going to make sense. I worry it's not going to make sense.
It just says Covfefe?
Yes. Yeah, I don't even like having my phone around, let alone something I can really hurt someone with.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know?
Hey, Paul, thanks for your call, man. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. It is also up on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.